time to go to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, I've heard that pork can be used to stop a nosebleed. Is this true or just a myth?"
Well, there are lots of anecdotal stories about doctors in the 1700s and 1800s stuffing patients' noses with salt pork to stop nosebleeds. But the practice fell out of favor at some point because the meat wasn't always the freshest and often swarmed with bacteria and other dangerous parasites.
But recently, doctors at the Detroit Medical Center used this old folk method to treat a young child who suffered from frequent and prolonged bloody noses. Using so-called nasal tampons made of raw salt pork, which they packed into her nose, the docs were able to stop the bleeding within 24 hours.
Now, to be sure, trying this admittedly weird-sounding method on a single patient hardly constitutes an in-depth study. But the pork treatment seems to have worked in this case. Why? It could be that raw salt pork has certain qualities that help stop the bleeding. Or maybe the combination of cold and salt narrow the blood vessels while the fat kickstarts clotting.
In any case, it's an interesting example of how some old folk cures might have some basis in science.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. That web address again is amomentofscience.org. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.